Next patient is Diane Bishop. The last name is B-I-S-H-O-P. The patient has been followed at the Mayo Clinic because of cholangiocarcinoma. For some reason, evaluation at the Mayo Clinic was consistent with the cirrhotic changes in the liver, and she has been treated to the point that she has been very stable. The liver function tests are satisfactory. The total bilirubin is 1.7. The alkaline phosphatase is elevated at 3 or 4. The patient came to the clinic today because of the concern about the kidney function. On January the 19th of 2024, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 53, and the estimated GFR was 50 mL per minute, period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis or protein creatinine ratio in the urine. We are going to order the laboratory workup in order to complete the assessment. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism that is treated with the replacement therapy. Following number, she has a history of autoimmune disease, systemic lupus erythematosus, and rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is in hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams POBID. Following number, hyperlipidemia that seems to be under control. Following number is diverticulosis of the small intestine. We are going to reevaluate the case in a short period of time, and we're going to get the protein creatinine ratio and the microalbumin creatinine ratio, as well as the creatinine clearance. We invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.